gift of cash for El Paso's Spanish-speaking ward, was safe. Across the wide, packed dirt street from the Odd Fellows Hall, a stand of gum trees, embittered by years of Texas drought but defiant and tall, screened out the sinking orange ball of the September sun. He lifted his fedora, wiped sweat from his forehead with a handkerchief, ran his fingers through his thin hair, and resettled his hat. He left his pistol in the glove compartment. Going in without the gun didn't bother him, but leaving the crate strapped to the bed did. Hiram found a smile for his son. Thank goodness for my tan, then. Still pretty red for a tan. They walked towards the hall, gravel crunching under their boots. The parking lot, wrapped in an L shaped around two sides of the building, was full of vehicles, many of them trucks and most of them dented, dinged, and rusted. The Odd Fellows Hall was two stories tall and built of orange brick, like the other buildings visible on the street. Locust trees to either side of the hall's front steps drooped, as if kneeling under the weight of the day's heat. Two young men stood at the door, at the top of a short flight of brick steps. Michael lowered his voice. Are you really just going to hand over $500? That's why we're here, Hiram said. Yeah, but $500 is a lot of money, Michael said. I mean, there's no guarantee he spends it on the building. What if this guy takes the money and runs? This guy is Isaias Reyes, Hiram said. He's the bishop, and the money goes to him. It's to build the new chapel. First of all, you're saying it wrong, Michael shook his head. It's not Isaiah with an S on the end. It's Isaias. It doesn't rhyme with Reyes. I don't have your gift for language, son. You don't need a gift, Michael told him. You need practice. We're almost in Mexico now. Let's just head over the border and spend a day or two. See some señoritas. Take it easy for a few days before we have to go start the beet harvest. It's already September, son, Hiram said. We can't fool around and delay the harvest. Just a day or two, Michael suggested. Just a small rest. And we acquire the gift of tongues while we're at it. That's not what the gift of tongues is. We could learn a little Spanish. Hiram shook his head. You already know Spanish. You learned it just fine in Lehigh. We need to get back for the harvest. Michael snorted. I get not wanting to cross the border, but why are you ducking my question? What if Bishop Reyes steals the money? $500 has got to be a serious temptation for anyone. Shouldn't there be, like, an oversight board or something? That would be Bishop Cannon's problem, Hiram said. And Bishop Reyes, and maybe the local police chiefs if something goes terribly wrong, not mine. My problem is to just get the money to Bishop Reyes. But apparently Western Union is not to be trusted. $500 is a lot of money to hand to strangers, Hiram said. Pap, you're making my point. They climbed the steps. One of the young men was skinny and pale, with bright red hair and fan-like ears. The other had the dark copper complexion and black hair of an Indian. He didn't have Michael's big chest, broad shoulders, and height, though. Who were the Indian tribes this far south? Hiram thought they might be some kind of Pueblo, but he wasn't sure. Both boys wore white shirts, as if for Sunday services, buttoned all the way to the top with the sleeves rolled down to the wrists. The white boy pulled open the door. The Indian youth smiled and handed Hiram a half sheet with printing on it. Garcias. Hiram said. Por favor, perdonen a mi padre, Michael said. Es un gringo. Hiram and Michael stepped into a cloakroom. Electric light spilled from bulbs overhead and flowed jaggedly across dark hardwood floors. Coats hung from hooks along the walls of the cloakroom and the two halls leading away from it. Hiram heard a voice speaking in a nearby room, bouncing with the cadences of a man caught up in his own preaching. I know enough Spanish to know you called me a gringo, he told his son. Don't worry, Pap, Michael said. They already knew. Hiram hung up his coat. He examined the half sheet and found it to be a program.